on Revolution. Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Sparkholm. Tonight, I have with me Jenna, Death by Gucci, and Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. What's up, what's up, what's up?
Greetings.
Hello.
What is going on, party people?
I had the pleasure of booting Chester from the room today.
I know, he's going to kill you.
He won't hear the show, so he probably won't even notice.
I know. I wasted my shout out on his birthday.
But every time we got to go to record, we got to go wait until his phone picks up and then we got to hang up on it.
It's I just told y'all we just so got to leave him prank calls all the time.
We should.
So he doesn't forget about us.
Yep.
Or put like air horns in. What's everybody been up to this weekend?
People been playing the Ville.
Yes.
Yeah. Jen did too. And you know what? Last week she wasn't going to do it. Remember?
I lied.
She lied because right after the show, I got a request from Jen.
No, this is what happened. Ended the show, I'm just doing my own thing, and I get a message from Mike. He says, Jen, do you need a screenshot for the level 9 reward? And I'm like, what the hell? How do you get to level 9? Like, I spent so many hours and I wasn't moving. And so he just told me how he did it. And I'm like, well, that seems easy. I'm going to go try. And then sure enough, I started leveling.
Huh.
And then there was a guy in my family that finished it in one day, and I kept seeing people posting it everywhere and sending me inbox messages. So I'm like, if all these people can do it, I can do it too.
And it's what I think is a lot of people are playing it. I don't know what it's up to, but there's bound to be more playing it because I get so many requests all
the way to level fast is if that's all you care about, like for us, that's all we would care about. Is to just keep visiting your neighbors. So the more neighbors you have, the easier that's going to be because you get an energy point for a first-time visit. Mm-hmm. So you want to keep doing first-time visits, and then you get 2 energy points each time you visit, you know, for each person you visit for the first time. And you can just keep doing that and leveling. You know, do that, go to the bathroom, do that, take a nap. And you can do it.
You're getting in other people's beds.
Yeah, I'm not, you know, I'm done. I've blocked it because I got to level 12, but it will take up some time. But I think Mafia Wars players like goals, and it's a challenge. And one of the girls in our family, Vosge, she had said she wasn't going to do it, but she read my post saying, I'm not going to do it, I can't. And she said that inspired her because it felt like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
She was in my house all the time.
I know, Mike Nestor keeps looking in my house, trying to kiss me, stuff like that.
And it's so funny because, like, the stuff you do to get these experience points, like, it'll say ask someone out, and I just click that if that's all that was left. So now, like, all these random guys think I'm asking them out.
I know. Well, you can ask out the ladies, too. I checked it out after you said that.
Yeah, you can ask them out, but you can't make out with them.
Oh, I haven't gotten that far.
I'm done with it though.
But it is totally just like Sims. I mean,
it's actually totally like Cityville and
Cafe World
combined with Farmville and
and the Sims concept.
Yeah, it's like a mishmash of everything that Zynga's already done, and they've kind of combined it into the Ville.
And here's my question, and I know the guys answered this for me, but I kept getting, you get all these random people just come into your house, and I'm like, why do all the guys just run around in their underwear and nothing else? And I asked that in the spa home room, and someone replied, well, that's what we do in real life. I'm like, yeah, but you don't visit other people's houses, or when people come to your house, you're not prancing around in your underwear.
We could if there were no laws. Yeah.
And I saw
they probably would. Yeah.
And it was a pattern. I saw this happen at least 20 times where I would be doing my thing. A dude in his underwear would come into my house. He would immediately go to my bathroom and go to the bathroom.
And then go look in the mirror
and fart. Like, there's options to fart. Which
yeah, and that's gross. So don't come over my house.
Farting is always funny. I don't care.
And then they leave. And it's funny, in the game, if you go to the bathroom, why there's people in your bathroom, the other people like hold their nose and act like it stinks. There's some twistedness in this game.
I couldn't get over laughing that you thought it was your settings changed to like Japanese or something.
I really did. I'm like,
that is the funniest part about your whole Sims. I mean, what do we call it? The Ville.
Yeah. And I didn't ask Mike joking around. I was serious. I'm like, Mike, my settings are not in English. How do I?
That is priceless. God, I wish we had recorded that.
Well, who knew? I think it was in the last show.
No, but you asked Mike on the side. I just love it. I would have loved to have heard you asking. That's all.
Oh, it was in Skype. I could.
Are you playing as well, Pete?
I've started it.
Well, keep your pants on when you visit people's homes, okay?
I keep my pants on.
Yeah, Pete doesn't seem like one of those guys.
No,
he's not. I got one of my gangster hats on,
and I just kind of
chilling.
Have some respect here.
Yeah, but
I think there's a group of guys that's their thing. I don't know.
Stalkers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Peeping Toms.
Mm-hmm. The ones that won't leave your house.
Well, and I feel bad, too, because for some of the quests, you have to invite people over. And you can only have so many people in your house.
So you got to kick somebody out.
You got to kick people out. And that makes me feel bad. Like, I hope they know I'm doing it for quests. I'm not like, just like, get the hell out of my house.
You can just fart and then people will leave.
It makes you wonder if the people even know. I wonder too. I wondered if they're even active, like, that they... Yeah.
They're playing or not.
Right.
Yeah. Because
some of it, they just wander around aimlessly. Pictures of me
and I didn't even know it, so... Yeah. I think if you watch that little feed, you know how they have their live chat or it says it posted to their live chat or whatever. I think that's where you would know. I don't know. I have been messing around a little bit with it, though.
I did make a blog post with some tips and tricks on how to do it. Like, it's not by any means like a thorough or accurate guide. It's just like, do this and you'll get the points. But I did include a feed filter link. And then there's a lot of scanning programs out there for it. And I just posted the one I tried. So that could help you level up.
Level 12 is the key.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key. Okay. And then we'll be
done. Now, here's a question I do have. And I'm very confused. And I don't know why this is happening. But some people, when they got their initial pop-up, instead of a velocity, it said 2x velocity. And people that had that particular pop-up screen, they've gotten 2 of each item.
Oh, really?
And I don't know why some did and some didn't. And I was thinking, well, maybe Zynga threw, you know, a 1x versus a 2x to see if the people with the 2x one did it versus the ones with just 1x.
You know, or maybe that they were already playing the Ville?
No, they weren't.
Oh.
One of them's in my family. But... It's not fair, because if I do the same amount of work as you, I should get the same amount of loot as you.
Right.
Yeah, if we're putting ourselves through this.
Yeah, so I really want to get to the bottom of that. But then it might backfire, and they'll roll back the people that got 2, and they'll blame me and say I'm evil.
I know.
Down.
You were the kiss of death. The curse of Mafia Wars.
Come over to my bill and get the kiss of death.
Yeah, but why would some people get double? And others not. And
I know, that's not cool.
It's not fair.
They don't expect us to all get together and tell each other.
Maybe.
Like we won't know.
It's all supposed to be fair and even, only when it needs to be fair and even.
Right. Because a credit card.
Like Fox News. Sorry.
I like Fox News.
I know you do.
And then
it's fair and balanced.
On the last show, I was kind of laughing how their numbers sucked. Like, they didn't even have a million players by 13 days of it being out. Well, the day after this cross-promotion came out, and it wasn't just Mafia Wars. There was one in Cityville, Bubble Safari. Every Zynga game had a cross-promotion with the Ville. And they shot up from, they had about 700,000-800,000 players, and it shot up to almost 4 million in one day. Then the next day it went to over 9 million, and now it's at 13 million. And by the time people listen to this, it's probably going to be even higher.
And I know you look at a whole different system than what I would just randomly see, but I saw that it had 16 million likes or something like that earlier.
Oh, their fan page. That's probably
their fan page. So I...
yeah. Tell everybody, numbers, everybody goes in and blocks the app after they get what they wanted out of it.
Yeah. And you can't really go by the numbers of these fan pages on Facebook, because a lot of those likes come from big spamming operations. Yeah. Like if you go to the Mafia Wars fan page, I guarantee you like 80% of the people on that page commenting or doing anything are just trying to get you to get them to be your friend so they can spam you with whatever phishing schemes are out. Mm-hmm. But their fan page has about 700,000 likes now. But they
Have anybody played Mafia Wars at all?
Yeah.
We're just playing Cityville these days.
I actually ran out of London money. I was leveling so much because I was doing one of the jobs that required money.
Yeah.
I ran out of cash.
Well, you know, it's not easy to come by there. I don't have a lot of cash there.
I had to replenish.
I have 4 million of it.
I've got like 29,000.
I only fight in London.
I had a lot. Now I got to go back in. I'm robbing and doing some fighting and whatnot to get back.
It's too bad they fixed. There were two pretty good glitches to get London money, and they fixed. Yeah. And those who were paying.
Why do you tell us when it's over?
I made posts about it during.
You're supposed
and
to.
And I still see that every day. How do you get more London cash? So the people that follow you all the time are. Uh-huh. But it's funny because I got a lot of it and then it just disappeared.
I follow you twice a week at least.
You must not have read the days.
I guess not. Dang it.
No, there was something jacked up on the fight list. And if you there were certain players, if you attacked them, it caused the scripts, or even if you did it manually, you'd get stuck in a loop. Mm-hmm. And you would just keep attacking them over and over and over again. And it would pay out like thousands of London cash every time you hit them.
Mm.
So a lot of people took the time to just keep attacking those players.
Uh-huh. I see. So what's up in Spock? Any changes? Anything fun?
No. Moving on.
All right. Jen?
Surely
something has changed.
What's that?
You can't muster up anything to say.
Spock on. Jen, what's up?
No, we Brandon has finished the VLANator, and it's, you know, now just time to get it publicly available. I'm just trying to think of what else. I mean, I know a lot of us have been busy with work and other things that we haven't had a lot of on time to spend doing different things. So that's why I said, yeah, there's not a whole lot. But. Mm-hmm.
Well, there's been a lot with the game too. Like, I don't think I could handle having to learn more scripts.
Right. We're giving Jen a break is the intention.
Yeah, she's been overloaded here.
She needs a break.
It's funny when Zynga's on a roll and I'm like on blog post number 20 for the day because they keep pushing stuff out. And then I'll see Ike say, oh, something else is out now. And I'm like, oh. But I actually have more fun writing about the scripts than I do about the game stuff.
But the scripts will get you banned.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we'll see.
Now, there was an update on that. I don't know what happened, but I saw a reply letter from Zynga about the accounts that got banned.
Oh, really? What's that?
On their page, but someone removed it. But it was basically, it said that they had investigated the accounts and determined that they weren't going to get them back.
Hmm.
And that they forwarded the information to the Better Business Bureau.
Ah.
Who forwarded the information?
Zynga. Well, because one of the people whose accounts got banned made a formal complaint with the Better Business Bureau.
So they
must have contacted Zynga. And for some reason, that post was removed from that page. I can't figure out why, because I thought it was, you know, relevant information, at least to see what they were kind of thinking. It didn't give any specifics, and these people still have no idea why their accounts got banned.
Yeah.
And how did the boycott go? Did it?
I don't know. The metrics don't look any different.
I don't do the boycotts.
Yeah.
Well, no, we didn't, but they had an organized one.
I think it was about 1,000 people, maybe. But the Matrix always go down on the weekends. If you've been following them like I do, you can see the trend. And plus, they're reported on a 24-hour data points. So their boycott was like from noon to noon. I was like, well, if what's the point of a boycott if you're going to still have – you can still play on that day? And so it's really hard to say if it made a difference or not. But a lot of people are canceling their VIP membership.
I did see a lot of people say that they had done it. I don't know, but that there are people reporting that they did.
Yeah. But in Zynga's mind, like, how many people do you think are canceling because of this Facebook migration thing? It's hard to say.
Or were they going to anyway, and this was just a good reason to say, yeah, screw you.
Well, that's one good reason of releasing a whole bunch of stuff all simultaneously, because then there's no definitive way to decide which reason is the reason.
Exactly.
And then it was on Saturday, I don't know if the people who played, there were some really bad loading issues with fighting. Like, I couldn't fight one of the days. Like, no matter, I kept getting those 500 errors, and I was only in one window, and they'd still happen sometimes.
Uh-huh.
And a lot of people, their fighting page or robbing page wouldn't load. And then to me, this makes no sense. So they say they fixed it. You know, there's still other loading problems in the game, so they didn't fix all loading issues. Mm-hmm. But they said, based on your feedback, we're going to give you an extra day to build your wine cellar.
Oh, how sweet.
And you're like, well, what the hell does that have to do with fighting? Like, I want to get the family progression I didn't get that day credited to my family, because I tried. I couldn't get, you know, I admit I was playing a lot of the Ville and may not have been on top of it like I usually am, but I couldn't fight, so what am I supposed to do? So I think by just saying, oh, here's an extra day for your property, that has nothing to do with loading and fighting.
It was really irritating, because I tried to get in a couple of family battles, and I would, you know, have somebody up and then nothing would happen. And I'm like, seriously? I can't hit anybody.
Yeah.
And so I did probably go back to the Ville. Oh, my God.
It's so addicting.
Actually, I got a lot of housework done this weekend, so.
I secretly liked it. But I bought it anyways.
You're so funny.
It wasn't fun anymore. Once you hit your goal of level 12, I just didn't see the need to keep playing it.
So what if Zynga was to add, like, a stamina refill for every, like, you know, so many achievements or levels or some sort of stamina refill and stuff like that? I think it would be good if they had that option again for crossovers.
Yeah, like Treasure Island, we all played that game.
We all did it. What a stupid game. Like, I really want to go dig for treasures. I don't know.
And it wasn't a hard task either.
It wasn't difficult, but we did it every day because we wanted our refill.
Yeah.
And I always thought that those were really the best cross promotions for me, is I don't really want the loot item. I want stamina. I want energy. Whatever else. Give me something that lets me play for another half hour or whatever, you know?
You know, it's good for that game, and it's good for Mafia Wars, because you're going to keep the people playing.
It's a win-win. So, you know, maybe
but to
I'll
them, I guess it's that not.
A little bit. Yeah, I think it would be. I thought it was more fun, and it's the only reason I ever opened Farmville.
Well, the one in Cityville is like that. I don't play Cityville, so I don't really know how the game works, but looking at the cross promo screen for them, it had something to do with getting energy.
Oh, for Mafia Wars?
Not for Mafia Wars, for the Cityville/Ville cross promo.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
If Cityville players played the Ville, they would get stuff.
Yeah. See, I would rather have that kind of stuff than any sort of item that they're going to give me, because, like you guys always say, that stuff's obsolete in 2 weeks. So, what do I really need that specific item for when I just
play
the game a little longer if I had stamina or energy?
And I had some people comment on my blog post that it was crazy. Like, who cares if you have a bronze star above a car versus a ruby star? Like, can you really not live your life?
I'll get over it. I don't even know the difference until you tell me. And I think there's other people like me. I'm not sure, but that just really like to play, but maybe not so much for the same reasons that you two do.
Yeah. You know? And the good news with the loot rewards is you get to keep them all. So if you get a bronze and a silver, you end up with two. Unless you're one of those lucky people that get two times than you got before. That irks me.
Not cool.
I want to get to the bottom of that. And I don't want anyone rolled back. I just want to make it happen, Zynga. That's false advertising. Someone might have saw that and played just because of that screenshot.
Always ask customer support.
I thought about going to customer support about it, but I just haven't had time.
It wears you out. You have to be in the really right mood to deal with customer support. Very determined. Well, Pete, that's all you got?
That's really all I got.
Uh-huh. Where are you at on your property? You stayed at 11?
11.
I'm at 13. That's the highest I've gone, y'all, without using the tools that Spockholm has given me to go further.
And you have an extra day now, too.
Okay, so I have an extra day, and I made it to 13. So there's the possibility of a level 14, which will be my greatest achievement without any help.
Dun-dun-dun.
With only clicking, which that's my own little study to see how far I can get without using the, what do you call it, mission crew link?
Well, you don't really need to use that much anymore because of the way they limited the requests. You can only get 6 on each one.
Right.
The beauty of the mission crew link was you could keep pumping it.
We'll see once I quit using it. I did not know that because I don't use it anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. I got Pete. I didn't really care once you got past 11. That's why I'm surprised I'm at 13.
Now, the people that do advance quickly benefit by using the stream scanner because if you get those 4 extra items every time you ask, so you're going to get 16 every 8 hours or every time you ask. It goes a lot quicker if you're only doing just asking. Those four parts add up pretty fast. So did you get the hang of the robbing spree?
I did. I just, you know what a fool I am. I wasn't asking for the knobs. Mm-hmm. What do you call them? I don't know.
Knob wrenches.
The knob wrenches. I was not realizing that you could ask every
2 hours.
Every 2 hours.
And until you have 20.
Okay. So I was only collecting them in my feed that, you know, the 20 or what, 10 or 20 that you could get out of your ZMC.
Right.
And then whatever I was getting off the wall. So I was ripping myself off big time. Even after your detailed explanation, I still failed.
Well, it's not too late. It's going on for 5 more days.
No, but I agree with your theory on the 3 because the double alarm thing, I didn't really understand that when you were explaining it.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I have been just using them all to go through and open them and then and then do it that way. I agree with that method. So
I'm waiting until the last day. Then I'll decide what I do. That's kind of the way I'm doing poker these days.
So you're collecting them all. Yeah, I've done that with poker too. I totally lost interest.
Yeah.
And speaking of the poker, Brandon should be pushing that poker script out soon.
Yep, the gambler.
What's that going to do?
It's more like the Heinzenator, the one Team Spotcomb has. That's just like a probability strategy where if you don't draw any cards, you're statistically should win half and lose half.
Right. Well,
the one Brandon made is it kind of scans through and it will draw for you in certain settings, like when it's to your advantage.
Oh, so it's smart enough to know.
Yeah, you'll get a little bit higher.
Hold them, fold them, something like that.
Yep, that's why it's called the gambler.
Your success rate's going to be a little bit higher from it.
And did you decide if this is a Spocklet or a...
A Brandon lit.
A Brandon lit.
Brandon called them doglets.
Doglets.
Yeah, because he's the not so evil genius. Is his coder name.
And the res
dogs. And he's a reservoir dog.
Yep. Yeah.
And so he uses the logo of the dog.
Oh, sweet. Okay.
Doglets.
Doglets. Okay. Now I'm gonna be thinking the dog-inator, but okay.
The dog-inator.
I put a nader onto everything these days. The baconator is driving me crazy when I see that commercial.
Oh, I love the baconator.
Do you know that Burger King has a bacon flavored sundae?
Ew.
Is that not the most disgusting thing?
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I think of Pete when I see the Baconator. It's like Chester and In-N-Out burgers.
Yeah.
So what else is up, Jen?
Well, a couple interesting things. On Saturday, everyone noticed, well, maybe not everyone, but most people noticed that the robbing boards no longer have the rob squads on them. And they're removed from the free gift page, too, and they've been there forever. And but if you used Robber BG by Spockholm, you could still use them, and they're still in your inventory, although a few players reported they were missing from their inventory as well. So today Zynga did write a customer support page on it, and they said that they're looking into it. So I don't think this is anything intentional.
Because I had like 10,000 of them,
well,
guys.
There's a couple of pending philosophies about this whole thing.
Right.
One is that the only way to expend them in the game now is through scripts. So if you're using Robber BG and actually using them, then they have a way to know which accounts are being using them.
And you don't believe that, I hope.
What's that?
You don't believe that one, I hope.
Nothing would shock me.
True. A conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
But they did say it was most... they were looking into it. So I don't think it's permanent, but something interesting that the next day we get a 2x mastery event in Chicago.
I didn't even notice that happen.
Yeah, that's got people asking, does that mean Chicago's going to close soon? Because every destination that has closed has had a 2x mastery to go with it. Now, every one so far, there's only been 4, has had a mission tied to it. And I didn't see any mission banners in the servers for it. You know, and that doesn't say they don't exist. They could be under a different file. So it's going to be interesting. But if they did shut down Chicago, it would take care of the distillery and then the docks where you collect the Rob Squads. Because most people are like, well, you can't take the Rob Squads away because it's a permanent part of the game because of the docks.
Oh, you could be right about that.
I don't know. And
it
then
seems
if you,
just like yesterday that it opened.
I know. It is kind of soon. But if you look at the pattern, it's like of the original layout for Mafia Wars, New York, Cuba, Moscow, Bangkok all had it. And so everything but New York is gone. And so then you look at Vegas and Italy. Vegas was the original of that layout, and they skipped over Vegas and got rid of Italy. So maybe Brazil, since it's the original of the third type of job layout,
right?
That maybe Chicago's next.
Hmm. Gosh.
So, kind of fits a theory and a pattern, but they had a 2x mastery event in Italy, and that was done like 7 months before it was shut down.
Right. It could just be like they run it sort of a diagnostics to see who all really needs to. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know how much they know about the game. I don't really know.
Makes you wonder. So, and for people that don't have the VIP subscriptions, you get a pretty good loot item called the Wine Taster, and he'll drop while you're doing jobs in Chicago. And there is one job in Chicago that has a decent energy or experience energy ratio. It's in District 2, second one down. Yeah, so if you're going to try to get a bunch of those items, you might as well do that job so you don't screw up your leveling.
Very nice.
And that's about it, really. We got submarine crates.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I'm really
and excited. We all know when the new crates come out, you need to wait for them to go on sale. Like, sure, buy them now if you want, but you're like way overspending.
Yep. Wait a couple weeks, right? Yeah. At least.
And then one thing they did, and I don't remember if I mentioned this on the last show, but you know those pick your bundle things?
Mm-hmm.
Well, usually they're like, I've seen them offered at 20%, 30%, 40%. Now you're thinking, you know, it looks like a good deal at 40%, but they had one for 50%, like 2x now. And if you actually buy your crates through that setup, they're even cheaper than at the marketplace sales or promotions. But, you know, I look at all my old crate loot that's no longer active, and I'm like, I spent reward points for this crap.
Yep.
So it really makes me not want to spend reward points on loot. So I'm kind of not going to buy as many crates like I used to.
Is my crate obsolete too? Like Party Pack, has it already gone under?
I think it is for me. I'll have to look that up.
Probably.
But I always think, God, I could have bought a Warthog with that and had 20 more to my health. And that would never be obsolete or taken away from me.
True.
And I think if more people followed this, that maybe they would stick something in the game where you can sell back some of that stuff for reward points. Because there are people that buy and max out on it.
Mm-hmm.
Which has always just blown my mind.
I know, because they spent a lot of money doing it, and then 2 days later, Zynga's going to push out better items with better stats. And so they got to do it all over again.
Feed the junkies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Feed the addictions, because those people want them.
Yeah.
And apparently, you know, have money.
Once your attack scores get to be a certain level, the equipment score comes more into play. So you will see a lot of really strong players buy more loot than normal people because it does help them.
How strong do you have to be? Like,
I heard 100,000 combined. I don't really know. There's been no studies on this.
I have nothing to worry about.
But right. And normal players like us don't, but once you get super high in your attack or defense, that those equipment scores do help you more than when you're at a lower level.
Right. True.
Oh, my missed party packs are all obsolete. I have 31 of them.
That's so sad.
Missed packs that came from the crates.
They were stronger anyway.
They're still active. The attack is 161. So you're good for a while.
Okay.
Let me know when I'm a has-been.
Yeah. Soon you'll be an old has-been.
Yeah, thanks. I'm going down with the ship.
That'll make your boobs droopier.
Oh my God. I could go for an outfit change. Oh. Well, does anybody have a shout out tonight?
Oh, I have to just make an announcement. The Spocks have filled up the entire family, so we're not recruiting again for a little while.
Awesome.
Nice.
Yep.
Spock on.
Yep. We're
so
a full
put
bunch
your battle
of
face on if they come calling.
Until the next episode of drama happens.
I know. I can't wait. True. Now that they have a battle page. Who knows what'll happen. You got a shout out, Jen?
Sure. VLA. He's took like 7 days off, and he's back in the game now.
He's back.
He's happy to be playing again. But he said he didn't play for 7 days, and he's still alive.
Awesome. He survived.
Yes. There
is life after Mafia Wars.
And he's very excited for the VLA-inator to come out. I think we all are.
Wow. Cool. Well, I'm going to just give like a shout out to those or anybody affected by the tragedy at the Batman movie this weekend. And because I know sometimes when you're not even near or at those things, you end up with all these questions for your kids and things like that. So that's been my weekend has been stressed on that. So I just want to, you know, all the firefighters, like once again, and the first responders in my state are the very best in the country, I gotta say. They gotta be really awesome. So that is it.
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first. I wanna come.